So, as you could tell, challenges were kind of on my mind because I was thinking about what new things I'm being called to try and to do and to stretch myself. And as I say, at times I want to drag my feet, go, no, 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 or stop them. And like, no, this isn't fair. But then the adult side comes back out and the rational side, it's like, okay, face this challenge. How am I going to do this, to find the steps that are needed? What benefits will this have? Sometimes you don't know when you start a new challenge. But then I recall also what impact it'll have, not only on myself, but on those in my community that surround me, this community, my family, a whole realm of my world, those people that interact with me. And as I think about the challenges that we face, I think about how God is calling us, how continually the call changes or morphs into something different. Like I often say, I never imagined in a million years I'd be a pastor. Never. My thought was, no idea, it changed so many different times. And yet, the way that the pieces of the puzzle got put together, all the past things that I went through that I experienced now play an important part in my ministry, in the communicating that I do, in the preaching, and every little aspect. I think when I'm doing something, I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense why I had to do this back there. Now, even fighting fires plays into some of the parts of being a pastor. And as we look into the letter to the church of Philippi, Paul is facing similar challenges because he really wants to be with his community. They have a very special meaning to him. These are one of the churches he founded. He spent time with them. And then he gets called back to, I don't know where he goes back, but then he gets ended up in prison in Rome. And he's writing it to them while in the prison. And he tries to impart certain understandings that he has because he wants them to have the same fire he has, the same passion he has, the same understanding of why it's important to know who Christ is, to understand why it is important to understand that Christ is not only God, but also human, because it ties all in together for him. And the understanding of that relationship, of through the struggles that Paul is facing and in the same struggles that the church of Philippi is facing. So I really like how in chapter 2, it enters into what they call a hymn or poetry that Paul is writing to them. And I can only imagine the poor scribe. Hopefully there was a scribe. I don't know, maybe. There was a scribe when Paul is communicating his thoughts. And can you imagine how lost he'd be? Because Paul would be like, you know, kind of having the aha moment as he's trying to work out how this all connects. So when we look at the second chapter in this piece, the hymn starts, you know, logical guess says, like in 3 or 4, verse 4, let each of you look not into your own interest, but the interest of others. Let be of the same mind you that is in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form, and so on. So it goes this hymn of how he understands Christ, the relationship of the divinity and the humanity. He's working out this through verse 11. And then through the rest of it, he's kind of exploring the importance of why this is important. That, you know, to listen and understand where it's coming from, to work as a challenge to understand that even through the persecutions, that they are facing, even through the persecution that Paul is facing, to hold strong to this faith, to hold strong to it, and to work out how it interconnects and how it plays an important role. And I like that as we get to the end of chapter 2, he's giving them the encouragement. It is by holding fast to the word of life that I can boast on the day of Christ that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a libation or the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. And in the same way, you also must be glad and rejoice in it. To me, that's just, it's fascinating. It's complex that he's saying, he's explaining all these, this relationship. And he's also calling them as we're going through those growing pains, as we're trying to understand why it's important for us to understand who Christ is in relationship to God, in relationship to us. That as you adapt and grow and become more like Christ, the more suffering and persecution you may face, they will take place. But to hold on and have encouragement in that hope of that promise that Christ gives to us, that promise that God gives to us of never leaving us or forsaking us, that the race that we run is not in vain, or the labor that we do is not in vain, for all forms and creates us and shapes us into whom we are and who Christ is calling us to be. Did I listen? Oh, okay. Sorry, just I lost my battery. So, what does this mean for us? In whatever circumstances we're going through, maybe we are in a period of peace and ease and life is going wonderful. Hopefully, that'd be great. But for us that are going, I mean, life is continually throwing curveballs and continually calling us on some path that we didn't understand or expect. But those unknown paths and those unknown ways that God is calling us, even though it's hard and it's challenging, can be amazing and fruitful when we look back. So the questions that I'm leaving us with today is, how do we take hope when we are faced with impossible odds? What does it mean when we are finding ourselves being challenged? Do we face it as a learning opportunity? Or how do we take on that challenge? Knowing that we have the strength, that God gives us the resources we need to go and complete that journey. It might not be all at the same time, but as we walk and we continue to continue through that challenge, if you think back to previous ones, you'll think about all those times when you felt low or you felt like you couldn't go forward, someone was beside you encouraging you. Some hymn or some verse or a person or a prayer came to you and helped you through that. Knowing that each step of the way, that God's journey with us, with our spirit, as we look firmly at the cross. Amen.